we are talking to you today about a very exciting new project that is happening. But before we get to that, people may know you from popping up at various events around the island with little bottles of magical chai. What is this stuff? Tell us about it.
The chai is a long story that I was born in the 1950s, and in a little Scottish fishing village, the hippie movement from California did not pass us by, and we all set about making chai from our mother's loose tea. We had cloves that we used at Christmas. I think there were cinnamon sticks, and the rest was sugar, and we used to take it to the cinema in a flask, and we thought we were proper hippies. We also wore bells, and when we arrived at the cinema, there was a box where we had to take off our bells, leave them in the box, and collect them after the show. Because, as the lady who sold the ticket said, I'm no having those bells jingling all the way through the performance.
A box for the bells, that's absolutely priceless. Oh, we need that today for phones, don't we? Just put your phones in the box, love.
And leave them alone.
That is gorgeous. So is that sort of essentially the recipe for the chai that you're producing
now? Absolutely not. It was foul. Aww. It was absolutely foul. I started going to festivals, and a few years ago I was fortunate enough to work at Dark Horse with Val Miller from Mother Tees. Mm-hmm. And Val makes chai, and she makes the most excellent chai. And she shared with me how she did it. At that time, I lived in a van and I travelled through the winter and came home in the summer. And I used to spend my winters in the southwest of Portugal. And there I made a not very good version of the chai by having a rice bowl with all the spices inside. But the people there didn't know what they were drinking, so they thought it was pretty nice. And one day someone came to my van with a beer bottle full of this brown liquid. And they told me it was chai concentrate. And they had made it by grinding and boiling up spices. It tasted good, but I thought, I could do better than this. So when I came back to the island and hung up my travelling keys, I decided to experiment. And so everyone who lives in Laxey was absolutely sick of me turning up at their door with various bottles of chai. Try the chai until I got it just right. My spices come from India. They're organic. They're roasted. They're hand ground. And they're immersed in dark muscovado sugar for 5 days.
Wow. And it's pretty magical stuff, isn't it? It's got loads of kind of benefits to it. But firstly, I think the thing about it, it's got this incredible sort of calming effect on you, hasn't it, chai?
Yes. Yes. It began at festivals because people needed a buzz in the morning.
So it's meant to be kind of like a pick-me-up.
It was made with tea and black tea. And so the spice gave you an extra kick. But I have to say, I find that, and most of my customers feel, it's more of a, people call it a hug in a mug.
Yes, that's exactly what I think as well. Oh, it's beautiful stuff. Well, I just wanted to talk to you a bit about that because I think, as I said, people will have seen you at different events. And when I say events, I mean the sort of artisan events around the island. I've seen you pop up at a few of those. And this leads in quite nicely to a new venture that you have, which is an artisan community market, which you're starting. Tell us a little bit about this then. What's going to be happening?
The artisan community market is going to be held in Ramsey outside the courthouse, that beautiful space that Ramsey have created. The courthouse itself is available if the weather isn't good, but we're hoping for our first market, which is this Sunday coming, that we'll be outside. And it's a way to bring the community together on a Sunday afternoon. So many people come to Ramsey on a Sunday and they walk the street looking for things to do. And Ramsey has a wonderful market on Saturdays, the farmers market. But they have a rule that it's Manx produce only, which works extremely well for a farmer's market. But there were lots of people I was meeting at other artisan markets who said that they felt a little isolated by the rule because their products were not wholly Manx. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with a friend and they said, why don't you start one of your own? I thought, well, I used to run a market in Portugal on a huge scale, started off very small and ended up the whole village was involved. And I met one of the commissioners, Ewan McGuinness. I took him for a brew and told him what I was thinking of. And I assumed it was going to be a really difficult process and I wouldn't even get off the starting blocks. But Ewan explained to me that it was a lot easier than I thought it might be. And he was extremely encouraging and extremely supportive, as have all of Ramsey Town commissioners. They could not have been more supportive towards this venture. And then it just kind of all happened.
And I suppose part of this, the reason why it is happening is because, as you said, you've made these wonderful connections at all of these other markets. So I take it people have been enthusiastic about coming on board.
Absolutely. I thought I would have to beg people to join. But it turns out that, and the people we've had coming along are just terrific people, and all of whom who've said this is exactly what the island needs.
Mm.
Yeah, so
I guess it reflects the facts as well. Like you're saying, it's not just local produce. We do have many, many opportunities to promote and purchase local produce, which, as you said, is very needed and is a wonderful thing. But it also sort of reflects the fact that we have a very diverse community over here who have diverse interests as well and who are producing things that are sort of have an international flavour, much like chai.
Indeed.
Mm.
Indeed. And chai is not a Manx product. I did try to get away with it by telling the farmers market that it was made with pure Manx water, but that did not.
didn't quite fit.
I didn't meet the criteria, which is wholly understandable.
So what sort of things, rough idea, can we expect from the market then?
We will have a selection of artisan sellers. So we have photographer. We have people who are selling items for children, children's clothing, children's decor, wonderful jewellery makers, just across the whole gamut, really.
Uh-huh.
A lady who does the most incredible embroidery. Too many to mention.
Yeah, so really the idea is to go and see this. So the first one is this Sunday.
This Sunday.
What time does it kick off?
The selling will be between 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And will people be able to pay by card? Because that's something sometimes at artisan markets you might need cash.
I would say that most of the sellers now have a sum up machine.
Yeah. We're all very progressive on the Isle of Man, you know.
The first market I did, because I live cash only and I still have envelopes for the gas and the electric, it was a bit of a surprise when people brought cards out. So I thought I need to get with the beat. And I'm now fully electronic.
Very good. That leads in quite nicely, actually, to something that I'm fascinated by. This artisan market, which is called Down North, the artisan community market, it's not going to be promoted on social media, which is a definite choice you've made, which I think is really interesting and maybe reflects the way people are going now, I think. So how are you planning on promoting it then, apart from obviously coming onto Manx Radio?
Well, that is obviously, Christy, a huge part of the campaign. The rest of it is word of mouth and posters. A lot of the people who are involved, the musicians and the sellers, have their own social media and they've asked for digital copies of the poster. Mm-hmm. And I think they're probably advertising themselves and the event, which I have no problem with at all. But I just thought I would like to do this by good old word of mouth, which, you know, we're very good at here.
We are very good at that on the Isle of Man. I'm just going to also ask you about one thing which you've got on your poster here, which is beautiful. Bring your own instruments.
Yes. We shall have a stage, very grandly, I say. It's actually a square of carpet from my living room with a couple of chairs and some stools. Quite a lot of musicians have signed up to come along and do a turn, do an open mic, but also to have a jam. And so many people have said, I used to play and I've kind of let it go, and it would be nice to get back with musicians again and just stir that up again. So that's the plan, is for people to come along, bring your guitar, bring your voice, make some music. There will be lots of cushions, rugs, places to get comfortable. I'll be selling some food, so you can have something to eat. You can have a cup of chai. We've got some vegan brownies on the go too, so yeah.
Something for everyone, and a wonderful thing to do with your Sunday afternoon. So that's this Sunday at the Courthouse in Ramsey, the first one. So is it going to be regularly this sort of time of the month each month then, is it?
It will be the last Sunday of every month from 2 till 5.
Wonderful. And what are your sort of plans for this in the future then? Are you going to try and develop it, make it grow, or what do you think?
I think a little bit like the publicity, we're going to see how this works out organically. I'm never one for having a goal. I usually stumble my way through life and see what it brings me. But honestly, if you pushed me to give a vision, I think this could be one of the biggest community events on the island.
Oh, fantastic. We like a vision here. We like a vision on 1 to 3. There's loads of things on the go, and this does sound like it could develop for sure. So watch this space. It could well be the biggest and best on the Isle of Man. Jackie, it's always lovely to catch up with you. Thanks for coming in to see us, and all the best with your artisan market.
Thank you, Christy. It's been a pleasure.